You've been searching for answers, wandering in the dark, looking for that glimmer of light that resonates with your soul and spirit. As you step into this new era that some indigenous people refer to as the Rainbow Bridge, without a compass, without a guide, yet needing some help to navigate your way through this spiritual maze, look no further. We've got the map. The Searcher's Roadmap. Now here's your host for The Searcher's Roadmap, Rhonda Harris.
Good morning, afternoon, evening to all of you listeners out there. This is Rhonda Harrison with The Searcher's Roadmap. I'm broadcasting out of Red Feather Lakes, Colorado. I have Sabrina McGrory with me today, and she's an internationally certified holistic life coach, spiritual counselor, metaphysical practitioner, and a highly gifted mind-body-spirit practitioner. She was born with the gifts and eventually was initiated into the life of a mystic and shaman by the hands of destiny. This eventually followed her to build her business as she was directed intuitively and realized the path was the only path she was supposed to take. She uses her gift and academic training to direct people in life, heal the mind, body, and spirit, motivate clients onto the path of success, answer questions and reveal truths, and anything activate spiritual gifts in others, clear blockages in the human electromagnetic field, auric analysis, spiritual emergence, and anything she intentions with her mind if in the realm of mind, body, and spirit. After 14 years of intense study and being immersed in the spirit world, there is not much that can be hidden from Sabrina. She grew new channels in her brain and shut down others during these times of heightened training on the other side of the veil. She makes it clear that she does not use tools but simply meditation, the raising of her frequency through spiritual discipline, and the uncanny capability to have her mind do what she demands it to do. Lastly, Sabrina states that a huge part of her success in her deep knowledge of what reality is and how to make it work for her and others. She states that since she was just a kid, she knew something just wasn't right, and that was when she started studying the nature of reality. Sabrina McGrory loves working with people from any walk in life and warns once she turns on for work, you will be in for an amazing and life-changing, altering ride. And with that, I'm going to bring Sabrina into the studio. Hi, Sabrina.
Hi, Rhonda.
How are you this morning?
I am well.
Good.
I'm very happy to be here.
Good. I'm glad to have you here. So how about we start with, we kind of know how you got started. It's been a lifelong path, but let's talk about how you got more, honed in on your path and how it is that you work with people.
Well, the way that I got more honed in was because I actually went through an awakening process. I'm sure many have heard of that, going through awakening, going through ascension. Those are two separate processes that took many, many years to go through, and it all started with a spiritual emergency that happened where I just started to, it seemed like my abilities were just, they were being activated very, very fast, almost like I couldn't keep up with it. And that was when I would have to say that just seemed like so many universal forces were reaching out to me and trying to warn me that something was about to happen. I didn't know what it was, but I knew that my mind was working differently. I knew that I was starting to channel information, even though I didn't even know what it was. I was starting to be able to write with my hand with automatic writing. And, and then one day, boom, it was like this veil was lifted from the regular world that we see here. And it was like another world layered on top of this world. And I basically had to live like that for about 4 years and maneuver through the two overlapping worlds to figure out what the heck was going on. And that was during the time where my brain, it had to learn new ways of thinking, because basically mm-hmm. my reality of what I thought was basically broken. It was like, no, what you thought was all wrong. This
yeah.
is reality. This is the truth. And, you know, it was very difficult. That was my mystic initiation.
Mm-hmm.
All mystics have to go through a very difficult initiation into just the universal knowledge and the spirit world, because we get so much access that you can either fall into the shadow side or you can learn to balance yourself. So this was my time really to just take hold of everything that I had inside me, do all the research that I could, and just try to maintain what I could to maneuver through this and learn everything. During that time, I realized that, you know, the brain has so much power. It can do so many things, because it did whatever I needed it to do to survive living within two different realms at the same time. When I came out of that 4 years later, I tell you, I was so tired. I think I slept for 2 years. I felt like I'd been through a war, but I experienced so much stuff that my whole reality had changed. And people probably wouldn't even believe the stories that I could tell them. But then I started to realize, as I was coming out of like my cocoon, I started to realize intuitively that God was just telling me, now's the time. Now's the time. I'm going to start opening up doors, and I want you to walk through them, because your gifts are about to explode. I worked with one of my metaphysical friends who's a spiritual healer, and he did some work on me right before I launched my company, and he just removed some protective entities that had been around me because of what I had been through for those 4 years. It was like they were trying to protect me, and he just removed them. And after that, I remember my gifts just boom. It was like they just exploded. It was kind of miraculous, because every day it was something new that I was getting information about, that I was downloading a new gift that I had to learn about. I wasn't researching any of this stuff. I was getting it through my crown chakra, and then I would have to go and look and say, okay, this is happening. What does this mean? A lot of studying on my part to figure out how all my gifts work. Then once I kind of really got a hold of what was going on, and that's when I was able to start really processing and saying, okay, in order to do this, I need to do this. In order to do this, I need to do this. And that was how I learned to expand my gifts, how to get new gifts,
mm-hmm.
how to program my reality, how to program my mind so I don't sabotage myself, but I can make my reality work for me. And then I started to just work with people after I launched my company. It just was so easy. It really was. I didn't have to do anything. Everything fell in my lap. So I knew that this is what I was supposed to do. And, you know, I just started working. I just went out for a leap of faith, and I just would tell people things that I was getting because I couldn't avoid it. You know, I started seeing colors around people and symbols and so much stuff that I had to learn. This is like really what the spiritual world is about, because I would have to say that the creator is literally imbued in every single thing that there is. It's not, you know, the sun is not just the sun, and the grass is not just the grass. The birds are not just birds. Like literally every little thing that has been created, that doesn't matter, it has some sort of message that can be revealed within it. And I didn't know this before until I started seeing visions and stuff. And I'm like, wow. And I look it up and I'm like, wow, that's unbelievable. But during this like roller coaster of new things happening, I just would communicate to my clients that, you know, this is what I'm saying, this is what's happening, and they would always understand what I was talking about. And it surprised me, because this is really the first time where I was doing such in-depth work, but it was amazing. And, you know, I think the best part about it was that seeing how people changed with this type of spiritual work, as also a holistic life coach. You know, a lot of people aren't used to that. And, you know, so many people are just used to calling people psychics and stuff. And I always try to tell people, you know, this is a bit different. This is a bit different than that. You know what I mean? That's why I let people know I am a mystic. I work also as a shamanic practitioner, doing a lot of deep spiritual things with people that have entities and beings around them. I kind of intercede and separate the two, and get rid of them so that the person can live a normal life. And that takes a lot of work on my part. Sometimes I'd be so drained, but it's worth it because then the person is able to see, oh my gosh, I didn't even realize that this is what was happening. And now it seems like everything's changed. It's like, well, yeah, because that's what happens when these things kind of attach to you. That's part of the whole electromagnetic field that we carry with us. It just kind of like absorbs all stuff that is of our nature. So if you're of a low vibration, you're going to just kind of like magnetize everything to you that's of a low vibration. So you have to do a lot of cleansings and different things like that. So that's what I do with my clients. I help them, you know, reach their where they want to be, their goals, because I can see the blockages that are stopping them. I work with visions. I have to always explain to people. I get pings. That's the only way I know to explain it. And that's just where my senses, they will switch back and forth from visions to hearing to just anything. It could be anything. It's like all over the place. And it tells me a whole story about a person. You know, I can see people's colors. I know what the colors mean. I can see medical conditions. I do intuitive readings, like when people just want to ask me questions, and I just tell them what spirit says. You know, it's not about being telling them the right answer that they want to hear. It's about getting them on the right path. This is information I'm getting, and you can accept it or you cannot accept it. You know, I do energy healing. That's also deeply in the spiritual realm. That's a lot of meditation, hours upon hours of meditation to do that healing. I do it distant, and I can also do it, you know, in person. That has a lot of effects on people. Subconscious communication. And basically, with the holistic side, I also thoroughly believe in orthomolecular therapy and medicine, and that has to do with making sure that the body has all the correct nutrients that it needs so that it can function in a good manner, especially with people who are spiritually gifted, because there's a little bit more pressure on our brain and our pineal gland. And so by feeding your brain the vitamins that it needs, it really takes that pressure off from being unstable to really being able to handle all the downloads of information that you're going to get from just the heavens through your crown chakra and as your third eye opens. So, you know, that's a lot of the stuff that I do. Of course, I have my own special techniques that I have been given that I use for healing also. I'm in the middle of doing a lot of trademarking at the moment. But there are also things that I was given through the heavens that help people. And it's all done in the spiritual realm, meaning, you know, it's like you don't have to do so much stuff with your hands and your with tools and all that stuff. Anything that you think that you have to do with tools or with your hands, it can be done within your mind, you know, and that's the main thing that people have to understand. Things first start off in the thought realm, and then you bring it down to the physical realm. So when you realize that, then you realize, wait a minute, I can do anything first in the thought realm. I don't have to worry about the physical realm. It's the same thing. It's even better because I can do more. So that's really how my work goes.
And it's so beautiful because you can see things that some people don't even know that they've got going on. Like when you worked with me, you know, your first impression was is that I was very grounded to Mother Earth to the point that you couldn't distinguish between me and her. Do you remember that?
Oh, yeah, you're a rock. I mean, you are a rock. I mean, you are, like, grounded so strong to the Earth. I'd never seen anything like that before, and I kept on thinking, like, is this right? And then, like, I kept on pinging rocks, and I'm like, wow, she must really work with this heavily and know a lot about it. Because, I mean, it was just all over the place. It was all over the place. It spoke Rhonda, you know? So, yeah.
Yeah, and I've been pretty strong, but, I mean, I've been quite ill. And then after doing this and working with, well, you know, with doing this show, I work with a lot of different energy people all the time. And in the last, well, I had broke my back in October of last year, 2014, and they weren't sure that I was going to regain the feeling in my leg again or how much I was going to be able to walk without a walker or a cane or something. And now I'm walking without either, and I have, like, all this energy that I've not had in a really long time, and to the point that people don't even recognize me because I've changed so much physically and mentally and spiritually.
Yeah, I definitely saw that, you know, when I saw your picture. That was the first thing. I was like, oh my gosh. She totally, like, energy was completely different. I felt it, I saw it, and I'm just like, wow, she looks great, you know, based on everything that she's been through. I know what she went through. I'm like, wow. Mm-hmm. And then you told me this stuff, and I was just so thankful, you know, that it worked. And I always wholeheartedly believe that anything that I do works. It, you know, I give you that write out that tells you all the things that you do mm-hmm. on your own time to help continue to heal yourself. And as long as people follow those directions, they will heal themselves, because that's what we're naturally supposed to do. We're self-healing creatures. People forget that that's how God made us. You know, we think we always need something else to heal us, but it's just like when you get a cut, you know, it will heal itself. People think that if it's a bigger issue, oh, well, you know, I'm going to need this and that, not realizing those things are, they're not so good all the time, because lots of times they may cause an imbalance somewhere else in the body. So if you
exactly.
just believe that you can innately heal yourself, that's how you were made, then you will be able to do it. And it's just the guidance and the energy that I send to the person that really gets the ball rolling.
Exactly. And that's the part that just really makes me so happy to know that you've been doing so well with your business, in that, you know, and it was one of those things where it, I know it takes a lot of time for you to do the reading, but it didn't take a lot of time for me to do the work, you know, so much
mm-hmm.
because it was like automatically, since I was in that space of I'm going to do this and this is going to be awesome, you know, it was like,
yeah.
okay, well, we'll wait and see how this goes, you know, because
yeah.
it was a little different than what I've worked with, because I've worked with shamans and done ceremony. And you were mentioning about clearing. Can you explain to the callers how you do a clearing?
Well, when I do an auric clearing, basically what I do is I go into meditation, and it may look very simple to somebody who's sitting there next to me. My husband has observed me before when I do my work, and I'll just close my eyes, and what I do is I focus on the person. And as I focus on the person, I can feel myself move to wherever that person's consciousness is, where their spirit is, just where their energy body is. And when I get there, you know, I let them know that I'm here to help you. You know, I want to do some work with you. Even though I've already told the person in person this is what I'm going to do, I always do this subconsciously for the person so that they don't reject what I'm doing, not knowing. And then after that, what happens is, through intention of the mind and what you know you can do, I will start to see a visual, like a hologram pretty much of the person, and I'll be able to run my hands around the person starting at the top of their head, and I can feel where there are certain energy pools, meaning my hand will feel like it wants to stick to that area, or it will not be able to move from that area. It won't move forward to another part of the body, which means that there's something there that needs to be revealed to me. So that's mm-hmm. how I start with my energy cleansings, is by doing an analysis on the person's whole body. Now, that includes mm-hmm. the chakra system. That includes just everything. I just rub my hands all around the person's body, and I take notes on the places that resonate an energy from them. And then I go back in, and basically I call on whatever it is that's hiding to be revealed. And I have my own ways of doing that, because I have a high vibration, and you know, God sends me a lot of help to do this type of work. And what happens is, you know, you're able to break through different, I guess I would have to say, like visions of reality. Because mm-hmm. when you're in the spirit realm, there's so many layers of things. And once you break through, like, first reality, you'll see something there that you couldn't see, because all you could see was all you could feel was an energy before. But then you'll mm-hmm. see something. And sometimes, I mean, I don't like to always go into detail about things I see, because as a shamanic practitioner, you see a lot of crazy stuff that can scare people, unless mm-hmm. the person is like, I want to know. But you see a lot of different things. You may see items. You may see foreign things that look like you're not sure what it is, but you can tell that it's just not good. You may see creatures. You may see a ghost. You may see light beings, certain type of beings, because there's so many, there's just billions of beings within the fabric of reality that all do what they want to do. Some are good, some are bad, because their vibration is higher or lower. So you can see all types of things. And sometimes you might see something where you'll just see like something on the person's arm or something that's not right, because it will indicate that they maybe are going through depression or suicidal or something like that. And what you do then is then you have to remove another layer and say, okay, well, I'm still not getting the whole story. So you remove another layer. Then when you remove that layer, what you may see is some sort of creature. And you have to ask that creature, you know, why are you here? You can't be afraid in this work. That's why your vibration has to be so high. You have to ask, why is it here? And, you know, they have to answer you because you're basically there. And they know that you can remove them in any second. So they always will answer you in some sort of way. Lots of times when you ask, like, what are you doing here or what are you specifically, I notice that you get a lot of, like, basic names like I am mischief or I am depression or I am grief. You get a lot of those type of things. That's how they classify themselves. Other times, you may get a little bit of a story like, you know, I'm here because this person makes me feel better. They make me feel better, which shows me that the person's on a low vibration. If that thing that I see has to do with suicide or depression, that shows me that the person that I'm working with is also dealing with thoughts and emotions of suicide and depression that they haven't communicated to me, but that I know. So then after that, what I will do is, you know, I'll let it know that, you know, you cannot stay here. Everything has to be done in love. You know, everything is not a war and a battle. Everything can be done in love. It's about the power that you have within and what you know you're capable of doing using the power of the Holy Spirit. And when you have that power and you just know that it's real, they have to listen to you. And when you say, you know, you cannot reside with this person anymore, and if you don't leave, you know, I will wind up having to banish you, then, you know, they either will put up a little bit of a fight or they will just leave themselves. There have been lots of times I've had to banish them, though. There have been lots of times where I had to call on help because I was dealing with some very strong entities that didn't care, and they're like, whatever, I'm up for a fight, do whatever you want to do. You know, those are the times where you really do have to call in help, spiritual help to just get through what's going on with the person. I'd say those are the hardest cases, but they're also the cases that higher your vibration, because you have to be able to do that in order to work with these stronger vibrations. And also they help you to learn a lot more about the spiritual realm and some of the things that you're probably going to wind up dealing with in the future when you're in this work. So, you know, once I do that, once I remove one, I go on to the next part of the body. I mean, it takes like an hour to 2 hours just to get through a whole cleansing. And I go through, once I get through a whole like cleansing of the chakras, once I get through all the different parts of the body, like medical issues or things that I'm picking up and everything like that, then I always do a sacred alignment. And that is just putting the person in alignment with Christ consciousness, that 13D consciousness, and I can tell where they are in their mind based on how they line up with what I'm doing. And that's usually when I see a lot of purging happening. I see a lot of people just like a lot of stuff just kind of like coming out of them. You know, it could be kind of like, oh, my goodness, you know. But it's just, you can just see it. You can see all the muck, everything that was sitting inside of them. They just let it all out because they're being forced to, because they're in such a loving energy at that point that they can't hold on to that stuff anymore. And that's really the kicker, the last point that I would say helps heal the person. That's when they really, that's usually the last step. And then after that, it's like, okay, I'm finished. And, you know, next couple of days, you're probably going to experience some major changes in your reality, because when you get rid of all that stuff, remove all those little things that are stuck to them, cleanse their aura, and then set them in a good place, in a very good place, and you purge them of all that, you know, muck and gook and all the stuff, then that's when they can start to heal. And that's also when their third eye is able to open up. They start to be able to understand themselves. They start to be able to think clearer. It's a whole bunch of stuff. Some people, their whole reality changes, meaning they just start to be able to pull in everything they think. Everything that they think, they're able to make it happen literally within, like, days. It just works so fast. But what I always try to teach my clients is that you have to keep up with this. You know, I can do my work, but you have to learn how to cleanse yourself. You have to learn these techniques yourself. You know, you may not be able to go as deep as I can, but I can always come in and check and see what's going on. But you have to learn how to cleanse your aura on an everyday basis, because we naturally will just pick up little things throughout the day. This is everybody. This is me. I had to do a cleansing this morning because I was so nervous. And I'm like, this is not, something feels not right in my crown. You know, so I did a cleansing, and sure enough, I had a couple of things that were hanging around, you know, got rid of, and immediately I felt a lift from my crown, and it felt like, oh, okay, woo, that was what was going on, you know?
Yeah.
So it happens to everybody, you know what I mean? It's good to have somebody there that does energy healing for you, kind of keep you on your way, but it's also good to learn from them, too, and say, okay, how do I do this for myself? Make it a discipline. Because then, you know, life will start to become very, very magical. You'll feel very balanced, very peaceful. You know, you just get rid of things that you don't need in your life, including people. That's natural. Some people get a little upset about that, but that's natural. Because as you awaken and you higher your vibration, all the things that are no longer of necessity to you will just fall off. But it's healthy for you because it will help you to live a more healthy life, more peaceful life, and get you going to where you need to be.
And that's just so beautiful. And we're going to be taking callers in the last half hour of the show, and we're about 3 minutes before break. I was wondering if you could let the callers know and online people know what your contact information is, Sabrina.
Sure. Yeah, definitely I can. Do you want me to let them know that right now?
Yes, if we could.
Okay. You can always email me. I get my email. I'm like a device techie person type person. So you can. I always get my email. It doesn't matter how late it is. My email is info@soulsolutionslifecoaching.com. You can email me there, or you can just go to my website, which is www.soulsolutionslifecoaching.com. And there's little forms that you can just fill out, and just boom, just it'll send it right to me. You can also go to thealchemicalgoddess.com, and you can also reach me from there too. That's usually the website where I do more specific, like hardcore spiritual work. And so, you know, it depends on what the person wants, you know, what they really want in their life. So that's how you can reach me. If you want to actually call me, you can call me at 215-880-1358. And if I don't answer, please leave a message. And there's a toll-free number on my website if you need to use a toll-free number. So that's my information.
That's great, Sabrina. And for our callers, if you want to call in and have a spiritual impression done, call us at 1-347-838-9142. I'm going to go on ahead and let us take a little break for a second, for a few minutes, and then we'll be right back with Sabrina. And we do have callers already on the line. So, Sabrina, when we come back, we'll be taking some callers, okay?
Okay. That sounds
good. All right. I'm going to let you take a little break and get a drink of water, and I suggest that for everyone who's listening, and we'll have some nice music in the interlude, okay?
Okay.
And we're back with Sabrina McGrory, and she's talking to us about spiritual impressions and the way she gets them for people and how she connects with the divine. And we have a caller on the line. Her name's Shruti. I'm going to let you talk to her, Sabrina.
Okay.
Hello.
Hi,
Hello. Good afternoon. Thank you for taking my call. How are you doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing great. So I'd like to request, I do not know, do I just ask a question or do you how do you do the spiritual impression?
Well, you can,
how will it just go?
Sure, you can go ahead and just tell me whatever's on your mind. I pick up impressions as I go, so I may say, you know, well, I see this or I see that, and then you might be able to explain that, and that gives me more information. I just see stuff.
Oh, wonderful.
Feel
thank
free
you.
To be honest.
Thank you. So my concerns are spiritual path, career, business, and somewhat relationships. I would be curious about that.
So you said spiritual path, and you said something about business?
Yeah, business. I'm thinking about starting
a business. You have a business, or?
No, I'm thinking about starting a business.
Okay. You know, one of the first things that I picked up on you is that you're survival oriented. That has to do with a deep red that's around you. Survival oriented usually has to do with the base chakra, and lots of times when people are survival oriented, they have a little bit of trouble when it comes to really getting off of their feet and being able to start a business. So
mm-hmm.
that's something that you would really want to work on. That's something that you can balance out just by learning how to ground yourself and by letting yourself know that you are here to thrive. You're not
mm-hmm.
here just to survive, but you're here to thrive. Let me see. I also, you know, I see that there's a little bit of a murky pink around you, and that can mean that there's like some sort of dishonest sort of nature that's going on around you. There's some things, either people that are dishonest around you, or mm-hmm. there are some things that you have not been honest to yourself about in your own spiritual journey.
Okay.
And these things are what you need to deal with in order to be successful. Part of being able to be successful in love, in wealth, in business, in all those, is being able to clear out these things from yourself so that you can get all the good stuff in. I'm just going to take another look and see. I do see that you are a hopeful person. You're positive, too, and you do have a light yellow around you, which means that you get excited about new ideas.
Mm-hmm.
Your spiritual energy is activated and awakened, so that's probably part of the reason why you're calling into this show. And you are an inspired person. But I think what's going on is that you may be making up spiritually for some lost time, or trying to learn a lot at once. And sometimes when you're like trying to learn a lot at once, it can put more stress on you than what you realize. And it can
mm-hmm.
actually slow you down. You know what I mean?
Mm. Okay.
In personal or business, I see you as an easygoing person, and that you would do well in action that is shared with somebody else. So if you went into business, it would
mm-hmm.
be better if you did it with a partner, okay?
Oh, okay. Okay.
I see that you're a pretty courageous person. You have a social nature. Your health looks pretty good, and you seem like you're very adventurous. Like, you know, you get something in your mind and you're ready to go. That's a good color to see. That's an orange color that would be around you. I'm going to see if I see anything else. There's a little bit of unforgiveness and nervousness or anxiety also that I see around you. That usually has to do with either money or a relationship or something that happened with, you know, some in relationships, a person that you're with, or it could really be anybody. but I do see that around you in the red. And lots of times when I see red, like all the colors have, they also relate to parts of the body. So that can also relate to your heart and the circulation of your heart. But just remember that red, it either always attracts or repels. It's the densest color in the aura. So if you are holding unforgiveness, it's a strong unforgiveness. If you have nervousness, it's a strong nervousness. And what it will do is it will repel the good things that you want from your life. But if it's if it's not anger and if it's actually just that you really are a powerful person that is competitive and passionate, then what you're going to do is you're going to draw all that stuff into you, that good stuff. And so it could be used in either way, but I did definitely see that you had a little bit of nervousness and unforgiveness towards somebody or something, or it could be yourself as always, but that you do have a healthy ego. It's in a good state. It's in a good state, which means that as long as your ego is in a good state, then it'll be very easy to change yourself and transform into that person that you see yourself being.
Okay. That sounds great. And are you picking up anything regarding the spiritual path since you're saying?
Your spiritual path, let me look more closely. I did definitely saw that you were on a spiritual awakening, that you're definitely activated and awakened and you're an inspired person. Are you interested in helping people?
Yeah, that was one of the areas where I was thinking about doing my business in. Like home care.
I do see like turquoise around you, which shows that you're like sensitive, compassionate, like a therapeutic sort of person, healer. I see that color around you. So that was why I asked, because since I'm focusing in on what you just asked me, you know, I will automatically be drawn to that sort of answer. And that was what I saw. That's why I asked, are you interested in working with people in this way? You know, I actually think that you're very creative with your heart and communicative and a love-centered person, and that you'd make a great teacher working with people in the area of spirituality and just learning this sort of stuff, growth and balance and things that lead to change, you know. So I definitely did see that around you.
Great, thank you. Anything about relationships, romantic-wise?
Okay, I'll take a look. Relationships. Okay. Right now I'm picking up a bright royal blue around you, and I'm seeing that opportunities are coming, new opportunities are coming. Now, I'm not sure. Hold on. I'm not sure if you are pursuing somebody or if you just met somebody and you're in the friend level or what, but I definitely
neither yet.
what was that?
Neither.
Okay.
I haven't met anybody recently, or I'm not in a relationship right now.
Okay, because I do see the royal blue, which shows that whatever path it is that you're on right now, it is going to lead to a new opportunity for a relationship. So don't get disheartened.
No.
There's definitely something on the way.
Okay.
And I'm going to look and see if I can see what type of person they will be.
Yes, please.
You know, it's funny. I'm like, I keep getting information about non-physical qualities. Angelic qualities, you know, angels. Do you know anybody that's pregnant?
That's pregnant? No. Not yet.
You know, it's funny because sometimes when I pick up this sort of stuff and it's spirit trying to tell me something that's going to happen or that is happening around the person now, I'm asking about what this person would be like. And for some reason, I'm picking up a lot of spiritual things about them, a lot of stuff that's saying that it's a non-designated energy yet. What that could mean is that the person is not necessarily in your life yet, or they haven't reached a certain spiritual place within themselves until you two connect. that's when you'll start to see who this person is. But at the moment, I'm not sure that they have gotten there just yet. So there may be some time. Oh, because, yeah, I'm seeing that there's some past life hurts and some grief that needs to be dealt with first. So this, whoever this person is, they have some stuff that they have to deal with. Once they deal with that stuff, I think they will take on a whole new energy that will more so match your energy, your spiritual energy that you have, and you'll attract that to you. And between the two of you, there will be plenty of money. There will be abundance, awakening of the cosmic mind, a lot of nurturing that will go on. Yeah, so I definitely, and there will be a lot of transformation working with
That's
one another.
That's what you're here for, right?
Yeah.
That's what you're here for,
so,
right?
Yeah, so just, you know, hold on and, you know, just keep a lookout for that person, and you'll know just by the way that I describe them. They'll be very much like you. You guys will kind of ebb and flow within the spiritual world about what you think, how you feel, all that sort of stuff, and things will kind of click, you know?
Perfect. Perfect. Sounds great. Thank you so much. I really appreciate
your time. You're more
than
welcome.
And a wonderful
You have
reading.
A good one.
And Sabrina, that was a beautiful reading. And we have another caller. Her name's Jerry. And she would like to ask you some questions.
Okay.
Hi, Jerry.
Well, hi, Sabrina and Rhonda.
Hi, Jerry.
Hi. My senior dog passed this morning, and I was told a while back that back in 2004 I had another dog that was, well, I know it might sound funny, but I thought he was my, you know, he was heaven sent, and it was like a human in the dog's body. He was a very different kind of dog, and so I didn't let him go back in 2004, and I had him cremated and kept him in the house in this little urn, and, you know, and just helped, you know, I just never gave him permission to go. And I had someone tell me that she came to our house and was helping me with my doggies and said that this Bozak, the one that passed in 2004, was connected. Was just connected to my senior dog and my youngest dog and me. And she asked me to do, you know, to sit down and honor him and ask him to let him go, you know, tell him to sever the cords and things. And I thought I did that, but I'm not quite sure. And I was just wondering if you could see anything that might could help me. My senior junior passed this morning, and I made sure I let him go, and I told him, you know, no, you know, I break all contracts, and, you know, you're free to go, and I'm free, and we're all free, and, you know, no hanging on, and it's okay, and, you know, go see Bozak, and Bruno Gruning is the only other person that's passed that I could tell him to go to, you know, when he left this morning. And so I'm just kind of wondering what you might feel about that.
Well, honestly, I was trying to keep up with the different dogs, but what I saw was a vision of you holding, you know, you had your arms wrapped around the neck of this dog, like you just did not want to let go. And the dog... The dog, all it's so loving and compassionate that although it is ready to move on, it's willing to just stay there with you because you need it. You know, you're such a passionate person, and, you know, a lot of it, honestly, when we have a hard time letting go of animals or people, a lot of it has to do with our own ego and coming to grips with certain things inside of us, you know. So just know that the dog right now, you probably would have to have somebody definitely who works in this area. cut that cord or do the interceding, because you're like, you are attached to that dog. You're attached to it.
Well, I don't want to be anymore, and I don't know what I can do to tell him to get on. You know, I love him, but I don't need him anymore.
And yeah, you know what? I think probably one of the best things that you could start doing is looking inside of yourself and saying, you know, what did this dog do for me? What was it that he did for me that caused my spirit to just love him so much the way that
I do?
Know. You know what I mean? Really look at that. Write it down and thank him. Say, thank you for giving this to me. Thank you for being a companion. Thank you for bringing me joy. You know? Go through all those things. Go ahead.
I was just going to say, I did that. I did that. And I guess it didn't work.
Well, lots of times it doesn't work when somebody just does it themselves. There have been a lot of people that I work with who said that they thought that they, you know, separated themselves from a person or an animal. And when I went and looked in, I would see a silver cord. It looks like an actual umbilical cord that's connected from the person to the other person. Now, the other person may be living their life and doing whatever, but they don't realize they're still pulling energy from the person that misses them. You know, so lots of times I have to go in and actually do a separation and cut the cord. So sometimes you just need that. Sometimes you just don't have that. You don't have that willpower necessarily because you still love the dog so much or the person so much. You need somebody who has no connection whatsoever. You know what I mean? They're unbiased.
Okay.
They have no connection. They go in and they're just like, boom, it's done. You may move forward into the light and, you know, and you're going to be okay. You're going to be balanced and you're going to have all the compassion and love that you need from whatever animal you adopt or whatever new ones God sends into your life or whatever person comes into your life, you know, and you also find that within yourself. You also find it within yourself. So you don't always have to depend on a dog of having those qualities or anything like that, because you'll have it within yourself. And then they really can just be a companion. And when it's time for them to move on, it will be a thank you. And, you know, I hope to see you someday, you know?
Exactly. So I did all of that with the second dog that won the pass this morning, and I feel that the one you might see is the one from 2004 still there.
Did you ever have like depression or anything?
Lots of it.
Yeah.
All my life.
That's what I'm picking up. I'm picking up the depression problems. That's why your dog doesn't want to leave, because it knows. It knows that you need it, you know. Your hope, you find hope in your animals and your dogs, and obviously they're there, you know, the universe sends you what you need, and you needed that, and, you know, that's really what I'm picking up on when I'm asking, well, I don't understand why you're sticking around when she's saying that you can go, and I'm getting depression problems. So, you know, sometimes you just have to work on yourself so that the spirit can move on, because they love you and they don't want you to hurt. You know, they don't want you to hurt. They don't want you to be sad, and they know your heart. They've been a companion for years. They know you. They know you probably better than you know yourself. You
That's
know?
Right. And well, I just know that my main mission now is to love and accept myself. And
yes.
That is the only thing that I think I'm even here for, is to do that, because I've never have. And I've gotten close, you know, but I've gone back to the way I always been. And so and I went through a real good, half a year or more, 8 months of just deep depression and not doing anything or anything like that just recently. And, but something, I don't know if it's just the spring, you know, new beginnings.
Yeah. Well, I am
that
seeing
I'm
that you
I'm
really
starting
want,
to remember,
want you want
you
life
know?
Meaning. You want to know life meaning. You need that. That's like really your key is to understand your life meaning. Why are you here? What is it that you're supposed to do? How are you special in the grand scheme of the cosmos, you know? So I would say that that's your journey to go on and figure that out because, you know, that's really what is causing this spirit issue in you that has to do with depression. And I keep on picking up something about your parents also. Those are the things that I'm seeing. A little anxiety too. You need to really sometimes don't focus on the things you already know you have. You know, all I'm doing is pointing out and saying, look, I'm seeing these things around you. But we know what's around you. I'm sure you know what's around you. So now you have to
exactly.
focus on solutions, you know. Just always look at
yeah.
solutions and say, okay, I got to start. What am I good at? What do I love about life? What do I want to accomplish, you know? What do I want
exactly.
to mend? How do I need to mend my heart? And do those things. Don't put them off. Embrace them. It's not a bad thing. It's not darkness. Embrace it. Even if it seems dark, it's not. It's a part of you. It's a part of you that's begging to be healed. And until you
Absolutely.
Heal it, it's always going to kind of come through as depression and anxiety and issues and stuff like that. And then you kind of project it to your animals because they give you that, like, you know, just a sturdy body to rest your head on that says, well, I'm always going to be here. You know, I don't
right.
care anything else. I'm always going to be here for you. You know
exactly. Well, that's really something, and you just found it to hit everything just right. And we just recently had I call it an infestation. It's not in the house, but it's in the outside of the house. Carpenter ants, and I looked at the spiritual totem for ants, and it was almost everything you said in the end was. Spot on, and it's just like everything I read there was, it just rhymed with everything that was going on. And so I think I'm going to be well on my way now.
Yeah.
I just need it reminded.
I saw spirit issue. As soon as you said that, we had infestation of carpenter ant, I saw spirit issue. So, yeah, that's just confirmation for you that you picked up the right thing.
Yeah, I just need it reminding. I've taken myself away from all the people that, you know, were supporting me in on the spiritual path, and not like my family or anything, but others like Rhonda and Jim Powell, and you know, just other good friends. Yeah, so I really appreciate you, Sabrina and Rhonda.
I'm glad you called in today.
You're more than welcome. Yeah.
Okay. Well, thanks. This is a good show, and I appreciate you, ladies. It looks like it's all, I don't know, does the show stop at 3 o'clock? I mean,
yes. In
about six minutes.
Yes, 3 o'clock in your time,
All right, I'll let y'all go so you can close the show. Love y'all.
Okay,
thank you,
Jerry.
I love you, too.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
And to our listeners, just to let you know that you can always go into the archive and listen to the show again so that you can have a chance to re-listen to what Sabrina is telling you. And for anyone who, you know, is hitting on this information going, wow, that's a lot like my life, or, you know, give Sabrina a chance to get a hold of her. She does amazing work. I can tell you that from my own experience. And, you know, contact her by email and let her know a little bit about yourself, and she'll get right back with you. And that's at info@soulsolutionslifecoaching.com. And then she also has a website at www.soulsolutionslifecoaching.com. And another one, the Alchemical Goddess.com. And then she also has a metaphysic monastery or a store where you can buy things that you might want to check out as well. And with that, we are down to the last 4 minutes of this show. did you have anything else that you wanted to let the listeners know in case if there's someone out there that's listening that hasn't quite been comfortable with calling in, but are you picking up on anything in the listening audience?
Well, I did pick up on that there are some people, you know, that were very surprised at this sort of work. And I also mm-hmm. picked up that there are some people that were going through some very hard times, and I think they might be, like, looking for somebody that, mm-hmm. you know, can work with them. I know that it's, you know, kind of a step of faith to call a stranger and say, look, I need help with this. But, you know, I've been through hell and back, and like I said, my path was not easy, and I've worked with so many different types of people going through so many things, and, you know, there's nothing that you can say that will ever make me think you're crazy or, mm-hmm. oh, I can't deal with this or anything like that. You know, I just love working with people, and I love helping people, and if you really want to change your life, you know, then give it a try. It's, you know, you never know what's going to happen until you actually give it a try. You know what I mean? And if you know somebody out there that is struggling or that just needs guidance to get on the right path, go mm-hmm. ahead and give them my information. I just really love what I do. I'm very much so blessed. And I know that this is my calling, and I'm just here to be a voice for people and help them.
And with that, also, listeners, you can reach me at searchersroadmap@gmail.com if you would like to see a certain type of guest or certain types of readings done on the air or some type of information on books that have been divinely given to people. You know, always check out the Roadmap for Seekers and the Searchers Roadmap, because that's what I'm about, is to help you find your path during this time of the Rainbow Bridge that Black Elk spoke about, where we would be sharing information from numerous different genres of work. And with that, we're down to the last minute, so I'm going to close out with some music at the end, and we will be back next week on Thursday and Friday, and I will have a special show this evening at 5, between 5 and quarter of 6 this evening, at a health spa that's opening up that the Ute Indians have given them the healing rights to the springs that they are going to be developing this spa around. And that's called the Sun Water Spa Garden in Manitou Springs, Colorado. And they're going to be doing a lot of blessing and ceremonies this evening. And, you know, I just really encourage you to check that out too, because it's all just a little bit of different taste of how spirit presents themselves in that beautiful jewel that no facet goes unturned in my book. And with that, Sabrina, we're at the end of the show, and it was lovely having you. Thank you so much for coming on the show and sharing your information, because I think you're going to help a lot of people.
Thank you for having me, Rhonda. I really appreciate it so much. It was a blessing.
You're very welcome. And with that, we'll go to the music. Just a minute, listeners. We have another caller in the back. Are you still there, Sabrina?
I am.
Okay, hang on a minute. And his name's Cecil. Hi, Cecil.
Hi, Rhonda. Hi, Sabrina. How are you today?
Hi, Cecil.
We're both well.
Okay. Yeah, I was just listening, and I enjoyed the show. And I was wondering, I thought about it, I said I didn't want to take up the time. I'm the director of the network, so I try not to take the time up from the other callers. But I was wondering if you had any, you would or could get any spiritual impression from me.
Okay, Cecil. You said you're the director of the network?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Let me take a look. The very first thing that I saw was that you have orange red around you, which means that you have a lot of creative power around you. So that's always a good thing to have, because basically whatever you put your mind to, you can, you're able to manifest that. I am seeing that you have some stress around you right now, just related to some probably things that you believe you need in your life. Usually we will say appetites and just things that we feel we need or want, but that is causing a little bit of stress. I see that you're very adventurous. You have a lot of vitality, courageous person, and you have an outgoing social nature. It looks as though there's a little bit of dark brown, yellow, or gold around you. Usually this is around somebody who is a little bit like overly analytical, and they can cause it, they can cause their own self fatigue and stress. Lots of times they feel like they're making up for some sort of lost time, like trying to do everything at one time to make up for a time where they couldn't do it. I see something about business. I see optimism. I see good things, actually. I see a lot of emerging psychic and spiritual awareness and hopefulness. Positive, exciting about new ideas surrounding your business, and the power that you know you have created with your business. That's a pretty good thing. I'm just going to look a little bit more. I see something. I'm seeing green, a very good color, green around you. Green, lots of times, also relates to heart and lungs. But it also shows that you're a pretty balanced person, pretty balanced in the terms of growth. And right now there is something that's going to lead to change in your life. I also see that you do love nature and that you're a pretty social person. You're communicative, which is really, really good. It has to do with your throat chakra. And I guess, of course, with the radio show, that's one of the best things. I also see that you have therapist qualities, meaning that you can easily talk to people and help people move through things. You have a peacefulness about you. And there are definitely opportunities that are coming your way. I mean, I'm seeing this in all different colors. Right now I'm seeing royal blue. And that always means there's new opportunities coming that are coming around for you. You have the violet color, which relates to the crown, your crown chakra. That's one of the most sensitive and wisest of colors. And, you know, for that color, I see that often just like in myself, like I see flashes of it because I work highly from my crown, meaning I get a lot of ideas, I get a lot of downloads, all that sort of stuff from my crown chakra. And that is like really your connection just to the heavens, honestly, to source, to universal consciousness, to God, to whatever you want to call it. That really is, I'm seeing that color around you and your pineal gland. And also something about your, I quickly saw nervous system sensitive. I'm not sure why I'm picking that up, but I'm seeing something about your nervous system being sensitive. I'm not really seeing too many, I do see divine guidance around you. I mean, you have a really pretty good aura, to be honest with you. There's not too much angelic qualities. There's really not too much negative stuff that I'm seeing around you, which tells me that you definitely take care of your spiritual body, which is most important because we want to keep our physical bodies healthy. I do see that sometimes you can hold on to some energies, some negative energies, a little bit of insecurities or guardedness. And that's always something that, you know, you can look into and say, why do I do that? And you can remove that yourself, but that's very small in the whole scheme of everything that I've seen so far. Nothing too big. I do see a little bit of a perfectionist, scientific-y type of person with you, and definitely easygoing person. So a lot of good things, awakening around you, inspiration, and positive excitement once again about new ideas. There must be something going on. I don't know. I keep getting that for some reason in different ways. I keep getting that around you. So
okay.
Definitely sounds like there's some good stuff coming in store for you.
Thanks a lot. I was actually, a lot of things you've said have been very, very spot on. I am, first of all, I am a music producer. I am a performing artist. So I write, produce, and perform.
Okay.
I'm a sound engineer, so I do work with audio engineering. I do work myself in the area of metaphysics. I'm an ordained metaphysician, so I do have that for background. I am also the Minister of Finance for an indigenous nation. I just recently connected with some new friends in China, in Hong Kong, and setting up a bank for financial, a central bank for a nation, actually. So I do that kind of work as well. And I just, plus I run this network, I just do whatever it is I desire to do. Born
That's
legally
good.
Blind. So some of the things you were saying about vision, because I'm visually impaired on the physical level, I utilize the third eye a great deal for insight.
Okay.
In fact, I'm in some new training right now that's dealing with the unlocking of the higher self, just stepping more into the realm of things that I like to do and the way I like to operate. I love to meditate. That is something that I find most rewarding, being able to connect to higher consciousness, universal mind, and just sitting in, dwelling in that, floating in it, living in it, loving in it. That's a great thing for me as well.
Definitely. There was one other thing that I saw right before you started telling me about your stuff, and then you mentioned the money thing, working with China. There is just a little warning to make sure that you maintain, I guess, staying inside of not falling into the shadow side when it comes to money, you know, but I guess some people may say, like, the person gets too money hungry, like they focus too much on money, and specifically when money is just, it's more so just symbolic, and you want to focus definitely on abundance for those people, and that abundance will bring in wealth. So just to make sure that you don't fall into the shadow side of that entrepreneurial spirit to help this country that you're helping these people. That was really the only thing that I picked up. Other than that, I saw right after that, I saw good things to come. That was just like a warning for you, just to make sure that you always stay balanced and remember that money is just symbolic. We're looking for wealth, because wealth overall, it just will bring in everything that the people need, everything that you need, including money itself.
Oh, well, absolutely. That's my philosophy anyway. And I don't venture from that. That's one reason why I've been able to work in money and around money for a number of years. It's these just new things that I'm doing for these people. But I've worked with trade platforms and putting together the funding for development projects for, you know, humanitarian causes around the world. That's the
You definitely have, like, a lot of good stuff, honestly, like, I love when I get just people with great auras. It's like, wow, very balanced people. You know, you're a very balanced person. I saw that a lot.
Well, thank you for observing and sharing with me. I really appreciate it.
You're more than welcome. it's something I love to do.
Yeah, I just tune. I mean, I'm not gonna say I don't know why I tune into the radio show, but I always like to tune into Rhonda's radio show because she always has excellent guests. But I just this particular one, I just said, hey, let me test the show.
But well,
again, I just wanted to get in the way of the other callers calling into the show. I wanted to let them have as much time as they could have with you.
Okay.
So I appreciate
thank you. Yes, thank you. I definitely I love being able to meet new people, especially other metaphysicians. It's always like a blessing to meet other people with like minds.
Yes, indeed. I would love to hear you on the show again sometime. So if Rhonda and you work that out and you can come back again,
mm-hmm.
we can do a joint
promotion. I would be more than happy to do that. There's a lot of stuff that wasn't touched on that Rhonda knows about that I'm working with. So I have more than enough material and things that I'm supposed to be telling the world. Good Lord. So, yeah, I would be all for that. Thank you so much.
In fact, I guess Rhonda's going to have me on the show again soon.
Yep. So I'm going to close this off so I can start the next show here in just a little bit. And
okay.
I will have you guys all come back and we'll do another show.
Definitely.
Maybe we can do a show. That would be fun.
Yeah,
yeah.
We can do all three of us.
Yeah.
That'd be great.
So I'm going to sign off for now and I'm going to play a little bit of music at the end and we will be finished for today. And thank
all
you
right,
all
then.
So much for listening.
Thank you so much.
Tune back in to the Searchers Roadmap and Roadmap for Seekers on Thursdays and Fridays. And like I said, tonight I will be at the Sun Water Spa where they'll be being given the rights to the healing waters from the Ute Indians. So tune in at between 5 and 6, 5:45 and I'll have some information for you that is off into this other part that we're all seeking for. And with that, I will bid you adieu and talk to you all later. You can reach me at thesearchersroadmap@gmail.com.
All right. Have a good